This is Wade Ranske with the Chief Organizer's Report on the new economy, older and part-time workers, and full-time exploitation. With the truck brought to the curb with transmission problems, I found myself in a small university-based town for the weekend, Missoula, Montana. Looking for a guy who knew mechanics, I walked through a farmer's market on Saturday near the river that was jumping with young families and children with strollers abounding and smartphones crushed to their ears. Later in the evening, kids on a block engaged in a water balloon and flaying hose fight for hours as an excuse to keep cooler on a hot day. Laughter pealing to the streets. I felt like I was being transported back to a Norman Rockwell painting of the 1950s. Sitting with friends who were longtime residents or natives of Montana in the yard of the house where we were squatting, as sausage cooked in the grill and the sun finally began to set, the subject that quickly jumped to the surface was, who are these people and what are they doing here? The term new economy was bandied about. People tethered to a high-speed internet connection who could work anywhere on web startups, biomimicry, research, e-commerce, and the like. Who wanted a laid-back, small-town lifestyle and had the money to make it happen. The days when they remembered sagebrush where the malls are now and cowboys tipping their hats on wobbly legs at dawn on Sunday mornings was long gone now and somewhere or nowhere else. They wondered whether folks in their 50s and 60s were too old to press the reset button on new careers, and theoretically agreed it was possible, and practically had no interest in doing so. Early in the week, walking through Walmart, the number of older workers seemed legion. My friends were clear. Law, slaw. There was discrimination against older workers, particularly when ripping off younger workers seemed such easy pickings. In the wake of the Great Recession, these conversations are an earshot everywhere around the country, not just small, lively western towns like Missoula. There are now 2.7 million workers classed as temporaries. The exploitation of younger workers as unpaid interns slaving for contacts and network connections in the new economy has led to 15 different legal actions, according to ProPublica. Employers are having a field day in dealing with workers desperate for some income with a wink and a nod. $1.2 trillion is estimated by economists in unreported income, which means no taxes paid, perhaps, but also means more than that, since this figure does not report the level of cash under-the-table payments by cheap, often immigrant labor that is also providing the infrastructure under the new economy. Where were the values, though? My friends bemoan the fact that the younger, newer folks in Missoula seem to just be scuffling with no interest in the environment or conservation. I asked if there was recycling in Missoula, because I didn't see any cans or receptacles. Oh yes, we have recycling, they all said, but it turned out that meant you could contract with a private company or take your stuff to Target, who claimed they loaded it on their empty trucks and took it somewhere. So you really don't have recycling as a public service, then, I said. Well, no, not like that. But new economy. Neoliberalism and city politics with some visual amenities, worker exploitation, wage theft, and immigrant labor. Great older folks turned out to pasture. Sure, sounds like the new boss is just like the old boss, and the new economy has a heavy foot on everyone's neck. Here, just like the old one, even if the boots were bought at Patagonia. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.